New York Democrats gift 250,000 illegal alien drivers to Uber, delivery companies. By Neil Monroe on June 19, 2019. The New York State Assembly has gifted Uber, DoorDash, Amazon, and business groups a huge new supply of 250,000 illegal immigrant drivers. So depressing wages for the many Americans and legal immigrants who earn their wages by delivering people, cargo, and food to their destinations. The new labor supply will partly counter President Donald Trump's higher American immigration policies that are now forcing up Americans' wages. Wages are rising at the fastest rate in many decades. And they're rising the fastest for the lowest income Americans, President Donald Trump said at his June 18 campaign opener in Florida. For example, SimplyHired.com shows wages for delivery drivers in New York ranging from $9 an hour to $25 an hour. Although the wages remain far below what is needed for a decent living in New York City, even before the companies start to hire cheaper illegal immigrant drivers. Amid the inflow of illegal labor, wealthier people who use Uber taxi service will be shielded from the illegals because Uber only hires drivers who have specialized licenses from the Taxi and License Commission. In NYC, only TLC-licensed drivers who have gone through the city's background check process are able to complete trips on the Uber platform, an Uber spokesman said. The illegals can't get TLC licenses because they do not have federal social security numbers. The TLC will continue to provide licenses to people who meet our requirements, which includes a valid social security number, DMV chauffeur's license, fingerprinting, and drug testing, said an executive at the commission, who added, "No human being is illegal." But Uber also hires non-TLC drivers for its Uber Eats business. The Assembly's June 17 decision to approve the green light bill for migrants is being celebrated by the Natural Alliance of Investors, Progressives, and illegal migrants who successfully pressured 33 state senators and Governor Chris Cuomo to okay the licenses for illegals bill on Monday night. "I'm so honored to be part of the A Green Light and Coalition," said a tweet from Eddie Tavares, a Latino progressive activist and lobbyist for the billionaire-funded Forward.us advocacy group. "We fought for this bill every step of the way via grassroots movement centered on inclusion and transparency," said Tavernas, whose Forward.us employers include numerous wealthy West Coast investors, such as Mark Zuckerberg and Matt Kohler, a partner at the Benchmark Capital investment firm. In 2011, Kohler helped launch Uber Technologies with an $11 million investment for 11% of the company's shares. That investment is now worth almost $8 billion. Kohler sits on Uber's board and helped launch Forward.us. Kohler's Benchmark firm also invested in another food delivery firm, Grubhub. When lobbying for the driver's license bill, Tavernas worked with many left-wing and pro-migration groups via Make the Road New York and the New York Immigration Council. Forward.us was formed to block immigration reforms and to preserve the federal policy of stimulating the economy by annually importing at least 1 million migrants and at least 500,000 visa workers. "This will increase public safety, this will bring in $57 million in tax revenue for the state," said Todd Schultz, Forward.us director. "The decision will improve the quality of life for migrants, partly because it will ensure a traffic stop will not lead to their deportation," he told Breitbart News. Forward.us supports the inflow of unskilled and skilled illegal and legal immigrants, partly because the migrants serve as both cheap workers and nearby consumers. The two-sided value for investors is spotlighted by Forward.us's support for DoorDash, which hires people to deliver food by auto, scooters, and bikes. In a September 2018 statement, the investors denounced President Donald Trump's plan to cut unskilled immigration into the United States, saying it would reduce immigrant-driven economic growth. "Immigration powers the American economy, and ensuring that immigrant families living here today can thrive means greater benefits for all U.S. residents and our children in the future. The earning potential of immigrants and their contributions to the labor force and economy grows over time and over generations." Tony Hsu, the founder of DoorDash, embodies this story. In 2013, Tony founded DoorDash, an incredibly successful meal delivery service. Today, DoorDash is valued at $4 billion, using recent investment to expand into 1,200 new cities and to hire 250 new employees, In addition to over 100,000 part-time gigs already created for delivery drivers across the country, DoorDash's investors include Sequoia Capital, KPCB, SV Angel, CRV, Khosla, and Y Combinator. Their investments have paid off hugely as the company's apparent stock value has recently climbed past $12 billion in value. Executives at the first three investment firms helped to create Forward.us, while executives of the second three investors helped fund the lobbying group. These investors gained from continued immigration of consumers, and especially from the award of driver's licenses to the huge population of illegal migrants. A USA Today article described how delivery wages decline when investors can hire additional workers. In New York, Chris White, 26, started delivering by bicycle 5 years ago. Back then, with few people in the trade, he says the demand was high. He would average $400 in a two-day weekend shift. But these days, with a flood of available delivery people, he makes about $150 a weekend and is struggling to make a living. And that's if I'm lucky, White says. That's if I'm hauling a. The article, titled Delivery Economy Creates Wave of Low-Wage Jobs, also mentions Micah Griggs, 33, a food delivery driver in Nashville, Tennessee, averaging between 30 to 50 deliveries a week. 6 hours each day, Griggs has supplemented her income with an additional $1,200 to $2,000 a month, depending on the season. That income averages out to be roughly $25,000 a year for an 8-hour day, ensuring that company wages must be subsidized with the award of extra aid and welfare programs to employees. In California, where millions of illegal migrants, along with millions of legal immigrants, are also allowed to drive, wages for Uber and Lyft drivers have declined, according to press reports. The Washington Post reported in March. Drivers say Uber and Lyft wage decreases in recent months of up to 25% and dwindling bonuses have squeezed their ability to make ends meet. Workers group Rideshare Drivers United said its strike is largely precipitated by an Uber wage cut in Southern California from 80 to 60 cents per mile, bringing the figure to 2 cents higher than the Internal Revenue Service's standard mileage rate for cars used for business purposes. Images, Mustafa McLeod, shared of his weekly earnings over time reflected a pattern of dwindling earnings. For example, McLeod took home $2,139.04 one week in January after driving 68 hours and 7 minutes, making 162 trips. It was far more driving than he had done over a comparable period in September 2016, when he took home $2,313.23 in a week in which he drove 25 fewer hours, making 122 trips. Uber confirmed it has changed rates in San Francisco and Los Angeles in recent months. Lyft said it has decreased wages based on distance while increasing rates based on time in some cities but not Los Angeles. It did not immediately elaborate on the details of the rate changes, however. The company's driver pay rates vary by location. Overall, any wage loss caused by the extra supply of migrant labor is canceled out by migrants' extra demand for additional driving services, said Schulte. Immigration increases demand and everyone knows this, he said. Alongside the investors at Forward.us, the New York driver's licenses bill was supported by many local businesses because it is an opportunity to increase these New Yorkers' ability to support local employers and businesses, said Heather Bricchetti, president of the Business Council of New York State. She wrote in May. We are supporting this bill because it sends a signal to Washington that comprehensive immigration reform is a necessary business issue, and because it's the right and decent thing to do. It is an opportunity to support billions in annual economic activity and state and local tax collections, driven by hardworking undocumented families around the state. That business support was vital for the bill, which is increasingly unpopular. According to June poll of 812 New York voters by the Siena College Research Institute, the poll showed the legislation is opposed by 53% of voters, 39% of Democrats, 82% of Republicans, and 55% of independents, despite a loaded question. The loaded question asked, I want to ask you about some proposed new laws being debated in Albany and I'd like you to tell me for each whether you support or oppose that proposal, allowing undocumented immigrants to get a New York driver's license. In fact, the supposed undocumented immigrants are illegal migrants, most of whom carry false, forged documents. Immigration by the numbers. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or university. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants and refreshes a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar visa workers, including approximately 1 million H-1B workers, and approximately 500,000 blue-collar visa workers. The government also prints out more than 1 million work permits for foreigners, tolerates about 8 million illegal workers, and does not punish companies for employing the hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants who sneak across the border or overstay their legal visas each year. This policy of inflating the labor supply boosts economic growth for investors because it ensures that employers do not have to compete for American workers by offering higher wages and better working conditions. The federal policy of flooding the market with cheap, foreign, white-collar graduates and blue-collar labor also shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors. It also widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, and hurts children's schools and college educations. It also pushes Americans away from high-tech careers and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. The labor policy also moves business investment and wealth from the heartland to the coastal cities, explodes rents and housing costs, shrivels real estate values in the Midwest, and rewards investors for creating low-tech, labor-intensive workplaces.